once leader of Myanmar, now prisoner of its military government and leaders of the junta. Aung San Suu Kyi, together with ousted President Win Myint, found guilty of incitement and breaking coronavirus rules. They denied all charges, which many believe are trumped up. The junta says Suu Kyi has been given due legal process. It's the first verdict of 11 charges Suu Kyi faces, including corruption and electoral fraud.
Junta leader Min Aung Hlaing definitely wants to lock her up because the military junta is extremely afraid of the popularity she commands. But I think the jailing Aung San Suu Kyi for the rest of her life is not going to stop the resistance. We're seeing a huge resistance from young people who refuse to stop fighting against this illegal military junta.
Condemnation of the verdict has been swift. A spokesman for a group coordinating opposition to the junta says the military rulers have betrayed the people of Myanmar.
So it is the destruction of our hopes and our dreams and our vision for Federal Democratic Union of Myanmar. So this is nothing to do with, as I say, rule of law.
The UN Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, has criticised the conviction as politically motivated, describing it as an attempt to remove all opposition. Suu Kyi faces verdicts on another case against her as early as next week. She could be sentenced to more than 100 years in prison if found guilty of all charges. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.